Are you afraid of being swept away in the chaos of the Christmas season? Let's cover five unconventional strategies to embrace tranquility amidst the holiday storm and reclaim your joy. Welcome to Unlock Meaning, the podcast that empowers you to live a purposeful life. I'm your host, David Brulman, and I'm thrilled to have you here, ready to embark on this incredible journey. Each week, I'll share tips and lessons learned from my experiences as a believer, scientist, and humanitarian. We'll explore how to live with passion and make an impact, and more. Join me in conversations with inspiring people who have transformed the world by daring to chase big dreams. Thank you for tuning in. Let's unlock meaning in our lives and make every moment count. Are you drowning in the holiday chaos, wishing for a lifeline of tranquility? I get it. You, the purpose-driven guy, professional, caught up in the whirlwind of Christmas stress. Sounds familiar, right? Every day or every year, the same thing, right? You might be thinking, why am I stuck in this hurricane of obligations and overwhelm? Christmas should be fun. It should be relaxing. It should be amazing. My friend, let me tell you something. You're not alone in this storm. In fact, your feelings are as real as the snow falling outside your window. But what if I told you there is a way to find peace in this holiday storm? Let's make a promise. I'll show you five unconventional strategies. Ready to dive into the eye of the Christmas hurricane and find serenity? Let's get started. But before we do that, I want to give you a free gift. So download your free guide using the show notes right below, because I want to help you enjoy happiness during this Christmas season. Here is the first unconventional method, the Silent Night Challenge. Now let's get straight into it. The first strategy to find tranquility in the Christmas chaos. Picture this, you are knee-deep in the holiday clamor, the carols blaring, the kids running around like little elves on sugar highs. It's chaos, right? You're probably thinking, how on earth can I find peace in all this noise? Here is the thing. You don't need to escape it all. You just need a pocket of silence. That feeling when you're standing in the middle of a bustling mall and the noise is deafening, right? It's like 1,000 jingle bells ringing in your ears. You might be thinking, I can't handle this. It's too much. But hold on. That's exactly why we're here. We're acknowledging the chaos because it's real and you're not alone in feeling overwhelmed. Now, here is where the magic happens, the Silent Night Challenge. Can you spare just 15 minutes a day? Imagine this, you find a cozy corner, maybe by the twinkling Christmas tree, and you sit in silence. No phones, no distractions, just you and your thoughts. It's your sanctuary amidst the chaos. But why, you ask? By unplugging, you're giving your brain a breather from the noise. You reconnect with your faith. You reconnect with God. And you ask questions, what is Christmas really about? Is it about all this stress? Or is it about the birth of Jesus and how Jesus changed my life? You find inner peace. And here is the surprise. You will discover newfound mental clarity and creativity. It's like finding a hidden treasure in the midst of the holiday storm. Here is the unconventional method number two, the gift of no strategy. Now, let's talk about something many of us struggle with during the holidays, saying yes to everything. You're probably nodding, yeah, thinking, yeah, I can't say no. I can't say no to that dinner. I can't say no to my family. It's a season of giving. But what if I told you that sometimes saying no can be the most generous gift you can give yourself? You know the drill. Invitations, commitments, parties, it's endless. And you say yes to it all, even when your plate is already overflowing. You're thinking, I can't handle it, right? It's not about what you can handle. It's about what truly matters. So here is the deal. Embrace the gift of no concept. It's not about being selfish. It's about setting boundaries. Picture this, your friends or your friend invites you to yet another event and you graciously decline. You're reclaiming your time and sanity, and it's a gift to yourself. You say, no, thank you so much. Living in Cambodia, I learned to be very polite and say, yeah, thank you so much. Really nice. Thank you. And you say no, and you walk away and you feel so much better. Now, here's the juicy part, the benefits. By saying no, you're reducing overcommitment. You're free to focus on the things that truly light up your holiday season. And here's the surprise, saying no brings empowerment and freedom you never saw coming. It's like breaking free from the holiday chains. Yes. Number three, the Gratitude Reimagined Journal. Let's dive into another game changer, the Gratitude Reimagined Journal. You might be thinking, I've heard of gratitude journals before. What's so special about this one? Hold on to your sleigh bells, because this one is a game changer. You've probably tried the common gratitude journal, listing things you're thankful for, family, health, all the usual suspects. But here's the twist. It can feel routine, like rehearsing the same Christmas carol year after year. So let's reimagine gratitude. Imagine this. Your journal is filled with moments, not just things. You jot down the laughter during a messy cookie-making session, the warmth of a crackling fireplace, the joy in your child's eyes when they see Santa. It's a richer, more meaningful gratitude. Now, you might wonder why this approach. It shifts your focus from materialism to what really matters. Christ himself. That's what Christmas is all about. Isn't that why we celebrate Christmas? God sent his son into this world to save us. We read in the Bible, for behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. God loves us so much that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. So take a moment right now to give God thanks. He gave us this ultimate Christmas present, now is with us every day, wherever you are. Method number four, finding serenity in digital detox. Let's talk about the tech side of things. I know your phone, your laptop, the constant barrage of emails and notifications. Yes, I know Christmas is busy. Everybody wants to finish their objectives. It's a crazy time. It's like being stuck in a digital snowstorm. But what if I told you that unplugging from screens can be the secret to deeper connections and peace? You're probably thinking, I can't disconnect. I have to post this picture on Instagram. I need to stay connected. But here is the revelation. The constant digital bombardment disrupts your peace. It's like trying to have a heartfelt conversation at a noisy holiday party. It's nearly impossible. So here's your lifeline. Give you some practical steps for a technology-free holiday break. Picture this. You power down your devices for a day. No emails, no social media, just you and the present moment. It's a gift of presence. But what's the payoff? Disconnecting leads to deeper connections with loved ones. You savor the holiday flavors, the laughter, the warmth, and the peace you find within. It's like a silent night where your soul finds solace and in the calm. And here's method number five, Sabbath keeping, the ultimate day of rest. So last but not least, let's talk about Sabbath keeping. It might sound a bit old-fashioned, but trust me, it's the ultimate day of rest that can transform your holiday season. You're probably wondering, why should I rest when there's so much to do? Stick with me and you will see why. You've heard about the Sabbath, that one day of rest in the Christian tradition and also in the Jewish tradition. You might wonder, is this practice relevant to me? But here is the revelation. The Sabbath is more than a ritual. It's a sanctuary of holiness and renewal. To quote A.J. Swoboda, the Sabbath orients our lives around Jesus. And isn't that the purpose of the holiday season? Shouldn't we focus more on Jesus than the gifts and the should-dos? The stats don't lie. We tend to overwork during the holidays. You're pushing yourself harder, trying to make everything perfect. But what if I told you that taking a day of rest can actually make you more productive? Here's the unexpected twist. A day of rest increases your productivity. It's like recharging your holiday spirit. Because embracing a day of rest can profoundly impact your faith journey during this season, allowing you to draw nearer to God. And your relationships will flourish. It's the gift of balance in a season of frenzy. Now let's take a moment to breathe. You've been through the whirlwind of this episode, and I know you might have started feeling a bit overwhelmed at the thought of surviving another chaotic holiday season. You might have been thinking, is tranquility even possible amidst this frenzy? Let me tell you, it is possible. It absolutely is. You're not alone in this journey. We've explored now 5 unconventional methods, each designed to bring your peace, purpose, and serenity during the holidays. And remember, when you embark on the Silent Night Challenge, say no with grace, embrace the gratitude reimagined journal, disconnect for digital detox, and honor the Sabbath, you're not just finding tranquility, you're reclaiming your holiday joy. So picture this, a holiday season where your heart is light, your spirit is calm, and your purpose shines bright. You'll unwrap the gifts of inner peace, deeper connections, and unexpected serenity. So my friend, as you step back into the whirlwind of holiday preparations, keep these strategies close to your heart because you've got this. Let the chaos swirl around you, but find your center in God's presence. That's where you find peace. So now go out there and embrace this holiday season with open arms, knowing that you hold the keys to your own peace and joy. It's time to give yourself a standing ovation for choosing a path of serenity in the midst of the storm. Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to share it with your friends on social media and leave a review. By doing so, you're helping us reach more people and inspire them to find purpose and meaning in their lives too. We have excellent resources waiting for you on our website, unlockmeaning.com. I look forward to your thoughts, questions, and topic suggestions. Take care and keep unlocking the meaning in your life. See you next time.